brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, so start your engines. My engine is running a little rough, but I'm here. I screamed for over an hour off and on at the Texas Capitol yesterday in the cacophonous halls. I absolutely want to salute the 100 or so people that were there when I got there at about 2:45. Then I came back outside, and everywhere I went, I saw new people that were arriving. Ended up, more crowds even showed up over the evening. The San Antonio paper estimates over 300 over the day. I saw 100 at one time and more than 100 milling around in other areas. So unknown numbers. I would say conservatively probably 500 people showed up from all over Texas spontaneously because they were putting the phones off the hook or they were busy or they were going to voicemail at the Texas State Capitol. The whole world's watching with this TSA takeover operation. And now suddenly, we first had the report out yesterday. I'm just so proud of our writers and researchers. They got Senator Simonson, or House Member Simonson, Senator Patrick's letters talking about the feds threatening blockades, releasing the letter from the feds threatening the no-fly zone over Texas, and that's what it is. And we put it in an article, and today I tuned through a whole bunch of talk stations, hundreds of news articles, including national news articles. I scanned over Dallas Morning News, San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, Boston Globe, Politico, Forbes, I mean, just everywhere, pretty much unanimously against what the feds have done. People really see this tyranny. We're making the tyrants act like tyrants. And pointing out that, my goodness, the TSA says it's our way or the highway. We're going to stick our hands down your children's pants. We're going to grab you on the outside. We're going to fondle the genitals of Miss America. We're going to leave the borders wide open. And if you don't like it, we'll just have a blockade on you like you're Libya or like you're Iran. Well, those are just sanctions with Iran, but there is a blockade of Libya, an act of war. So incredible. And Senator Patrick yesterday withdrew his bill, and they tried to bring it back to the floor when he thought he had the votes. He originally had 30 of 31 senators confirmed, and we've now discovered who the exact culprit is for gutting it at the behest of the Obama administration. And he's set to try to replace Perry as governor, he said, or he'll run for U.S. Senate with Bilderberg Group member Kay Bailey Hutchinson stands down. He is a former CIA government overthrow specialist, and he is the real governor of Texas. After the Civil War, because we had puppet governors down here, they set it up where the lieutenant governor that comes out of the Senate, the head of the Senate, has the governor's powers. Perry has almost no power, formerly was lieutenant governor, but Dewhurst really has the governor's powers. And he killed the bill. And Senator Patrick's on record calling him out saying Dewhurst wanted to keep it secret. I went to a lot of their offices yesterday, a lot of the different Senate offices, and I could tell when I went in Dewhurst's offices, I mean, it was Pentagon Central. I mean, I looked at these guys when I walked in, and it was, we own this country, it's ours, and that's the end of it. And Dewhurst has always been a monster. I've seen him in person. He's one of those people who looks like Ted Bundy, acts like Ted Bundy. He's the wealthiest member of Texas government. And when you're around him, he just radiates evil. And he is an Obama operative. And Dewhurst, no matter how much money you got, Texas is angry at you. It's in every major paper. You're going down, you Obama-supporting, anti-Texas black ops spook. You will not bring down Texas like some third world country, boy.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are working with the United Nations and the Arms Trade Treaty? This would eventually make all firearms subject to international law. This would obliterate our Second Amendment right to bear arms that protects us from tyranny. The United Nations will become a communist tyranny over our country. Is this what Americans want? It's nearly too late. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. My voice is a bit blown today, but we are here live due to bullhorn-level shouting without the aid of a bullhorn. Outside and inside the Texas state capitol, the front lines of the fight of the illegitimate globalist power grab via the federal government as they attempt to codify by practice and administrative law the sexual molestation of women, small children, and men, first outside the pants, now in the pants, now in the underwear, actually grabbing the genitals. And I have witnessed it with my own eyes. It's been videotaped countless times. Just 8 months ago, they were denying it in October, November of last year. Now it's all admitted and it's out in the open what they're doing and that they plan and are now executing the program to roll out on the streets of America, seizing the entire infrastructure. This is martial law in slow motion, now going into higher gear. They will never call it martial law. It's called security. And it is the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Republic. If they succeed, all of this is being done ahead of the economy completely collapsing and going into IMF World Bank receivership to the very private banks that operate through those consortiums who have maneuvered the country to this position and put their corporate and FBI and former intelligence officer people in place over almost every major state and city. They control the narcotics traffic. They control the white slavery traffic. And it's all on record. They are an absolute 100% pure mafia that controls our police and military. But our average police officer, our average military men and women are great people. I've met them. I know them. I've seen them give more money than anybody else combined to Ron Paul in the last election, both some of the major independent law enforcement lobbies, but also the military. And so that really signifies there that they are beginning to wake up. The problem is they are commanded by this mafia. It's called tyranny when this happens. And the Nuremberg defense the Nazis used, if I was just following orders, is not going to work. So you've got a decision to make. Now, I've got a million things running through my head, so many incredible issues that need to be covered, and I'm going to go over all of it. The economy is just accelerating into free fall. We're going to go over that. New leak feared it's stricken Japan nuclear plant, just meltdowns full scale. Pakistan trims U.S. military mission as mistrust grows. Rick Perry's rethinking his pledge not to run for president. Yeah, if Perry pledges to do something, then you want to put your money on him breaking the pledge. Of course, he's going to run for president. If he doesn't think they won't use blackmail against him. He's got, well, I'm not going to get into it. Continuing here. We have more on the horrible tornadoes, and our hearts and prayers go out to all those people. I was reading a media report about a man caught on video with his wife, and they're running with the baby, and his wife fell down, and the tornado was right behind him, and he grabbed the baby and kept running. And I've had talks with my wife about things like that. You know, what if we were in the water and you know, the kids were, you know, about to go under and I had to save you or them. What would you do? She says, well, save them. And it's just the same way. But just to realize that our children come first. It's instinctive. It's basic. Any parent who's got their head even screwed on halfway straight would take a bullet for their children. So how are we going to let a bunch of miscreant, unauthorized federal goons do it? Well, again, if they can get away with this, they can do anything. Molesting our children. So I'm going to be going over that. Also, it's in Wired Magazine, the Associated Press. Kurt Nemo did a big detailed report on it. Oregon Senator reveals secret government surveillance grid. Here's Wired Magazine. There's a secret Patriot Act, Senator says. And that's Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. Folks, none of this is secret. You can read Patriot Act 1 and 2. It states it in clear English. If you go follow the U.S. code, it lists. And if you read the Telecommunications Act, as I've told you, everything is fed over government snooping grids with keyword. Fax, email, voice, radio. They've got listening devices all over the place trying to pick up all CB. They've got AI computers for at least 30 years, highly advanced now with incredible space to be able to basically filter everything. And the main grid is there to make sure that local police don't bust CIA bringing drugs in or to make sure aircraft with little kidnapped American kids make it out of the country. That's been in the Chicago Tribune even. It's mainly for the criminals to surveil the good guys, which Skousen thinks there's more people on the dark side in government than not. Most people are compartmentalized low level. I'd say 20% are dark side, 80%. Just don't know which end is up and are just like the general public. But I guess in positions of power, yeah, more than half are very corrupt. And we've done an analysis of this. But here it is. Now, see, it's all illegal and they're doing it. Completely illegal. And none of it has to do with Al-Qaeda unless it's trying to track other agencies if they're going to launch an Al-Qaeda attack to make sure those agencies are ordered to stand down. That's why FBI agents were in major newspapers after 9/11 saying it was as if Al-Qaeda had moles in the FBI above us. Well, of course they had moles. The commanders of Al-Qaeda weren't above you, at least the Al-Qaeda patsies. And that's why the FBI superiors and CIA superiors and Special Forces superiors in the Army would come to the people and say, you're not going to do anything. Like that was in the news yesterday, and even the Associated Press, military ordered and intelligence ordered to not track bin Laden in the month before 9/11 because they had Sybil Edmonds at the NSA, FBI translator for NSA communiques, with, and she came and said, Al-Qaeda's being run. Here are the tapes. They're getting ready for something big. They say they're talking to someone who's Osama bin Laden. They're running white slaves, weapons, drugs. There's about to be an attack. And they said, we'll take those communiques. Shut your mouth. Now, again, this is all on record. So it's time for folks to grow up. What is so hard to understand? A scientific mafia, a corporate mafia, is in control of the federal government. This same mafia is in control of almost every country in the world. Rogue countries like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, Muammar Gaddafi, it doesn't mean they're good guys. See, people think in a one-dimensional way. Either the criminals that run us are good, or they're bad, or Gaddafi's good, or he's bad. No. Gaddafi are your normal government control freak people, but nothing compared to the globalists with their scientific evil, who they don't run yet. They're pieces left on the risk board, or there are a few pieces left on the chessboard, and they're being wiped out. And then domestically, your farms, your ranches, your local factories, your jobs, that's being wiped out. In this corporate model of total domination, anything they don't own and control is to be destroyed and to be taken over. This is a giant monopoly game, and monopoly means there's only one group. It means total domination, full spectrum dominance, and they get these guys up into their criminal orders, their criminal organizations, and they all become fat and wealthy off of us, and then they commit so many crimes in the process. Both political parties, or three political parties in England, it's the same paradigm, same in Europe, they always set up hardcore secret police systems, crack down on free speech, crack down on demonstration, try to intimidate the public because they better. In Greece, they're stealing the pension funds of paid-in doctors. And thousands of doctors took the street, and the police just went in there and split their heads open. Boy, when you start doing that to professionals, these countries are going to get overtaken by the people. And it takes that tyranny for folks to finally wake up. Once the professional class gets their teeth knocked out or their kids abused, it's over, it's on, the real resistance starts. And so they've had the fake terror they've been pushing and staging ahead of knowing real resistance will finally physically mount, and then they're going to say, oh, that's terrorism. Well, if you believe that, then George Washington was Osama bin Laden. If you believe that, Patrick Henry was Muammar Gaddafi. The truth is we have psychological warfare terrorists using Madison Avenue tricks, PR propaganda, and they brag and publish books on this, you know, talking about how they've done it, Bernays and others, playing games with people. But once you know the con, it doesn't matter how coiffed Rick Perry's hair is or David the Slimeball Black Op Commander Dewhurst. It doesn't matter how slick-sounding Obama is reading off a teleprompter. It doesn't matter anymore once you know they're enemies. They're criminals. They need to be dealt with. They need to be stood up against. And they absolutely must be called out now. People need to stop cowering and bowing down and licking the boots and thinking of government as our authorities, our officials, our the excellencies, the honorable ones. They are the servants. They are the servants of the sacred liberty and freedom enshrined in our republic, the great jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And when they are servants, they are honorable in their service. But when they are running around like a bunch of rapacious animals, wolves, chewing our guts out, rending and scientifically prosecuting a war against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Well, they're prosecuting a war against it because it is the supreme law. It is the republic. It is diametrically opposed and the polar opposite, 180 degrees, the furthest point in the political universe on this planet from what they are. They are tyrants. They are dogs. They are scum. They are worms. They are parasites. They are despots. They are to be hated and feared, because History shows they are the plague.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 26th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.2140. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.5999, $7.7999 for a half ounce, or $390 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.5999, $7.7999, and $390.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Well, there's a bunch of issues here before I get into all the other financial and geopolitical, and Obama now quoted again saying he's got a stealth plan to get our guns. I want to spend some time on this TSA situation because this affects not just the U.S. but the entire planet, not just Texas but every state in this union. It is now confirmed what we told you 9 years ago, because then it was public as well, just not widely circulated, that the TSA is the domestic national security force. And you notice it's bipartisan. Bush, Obama, across the board. They want to make this a Republican-Democrat issue, so when Obama's in, Democrats will support the TSA, and then when Republicans are in, they'll support it. That's how they divide us in the left-right paradigm. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, you shouldn't want this to be done to you and your family. I mean, the Soviet Union, at its height, didn't, take Miss Soviet Union or whatever at a checkpoint and stick their hands down her pants. No one would ever. Not in communist China. I talk to folks that fly there all the time. Even touch your body. If they're suspicious or think you're doing something, they call you in behind closed doors and interrogate you. But again, political correctness, they're not making a mistake here. Oh, we don't want to target certain groups so everyone has hands down their pants. It's designed that way. So they flip it around and say all of you are guilty. But I'm digressing. Here's the points I want to get into. A, great job to the hundreds of people that showed up during the afternoon and throughout the evening when they closed the day's session at past 11 o'clock at night. Folks were in the gallery and said traitors, treason, and Dewhurst made sarcastic remarks to the media. Saying, I guess they don't like all we've done for them, and then laughed about Patrick and made some sarcastic comments about Senator Patrick, who's now exposed Dewhurst. I want to talk about the state police. I had a Dutch film crew with me, and they couldn't believe citizens marching into a Capitol and screaming at the lobbyists, screaming at the senators, going to their offices and screaming at them. Well, that's what freedom looks like. If you don't have that, you've got the opposite, what this country's now turned into. That's your birthright. And if you don't like seeing people behave like that and do things like that, and this, quote, civil society, when you have an outrageous federal power grab meant to break our will, meant to set a precedent where they can do anything they want, extreme tyranny calls for extreme actions, and this was not extreme actions, going down there and showing them that we're angry and getting in their face and then garnering literally hundreds of TV stations. There were hundreds of TV stations there in the final days of the Texas legislature, and at any one time I had 20 news cameras around me. And then my job was done in an hour. Hour and 20 minutes, I left and I said, okay, all you great patriots that came out, you go be on the media now. They were all over TV, our listeners, and all over newspapers. And they stayed there till past 11 o'clock at night. Just absolutely incredible to see the people there, frankly, a lot of them doing a better job than I did when I saw them on the news. And there's no way to watch all the newscasts. There are hundreds of Texas newscasts, dozens of national newscasts, hundreds of newspapers, another devastating blow against the globalists. Oh, they unanimously passed it in the House, 138-0. They had 30 of 31 senators, almost unanimous, and Dewhurst killed it. And we now know how Dewhurst killed it, and we won this battle. Oh, we didn't lose by them engaging in this treachery. Many Texas papers across the board, both Democrat and Republican editorial boards, are saying Dewhurst is done. Dewhurst, it's over. You know why? He didn't proudly get up and say, I work for the Justice Department, and I want to be a U.S. Senator, and I'm a toady, and I've worked with Obama's people. He let senators know, and they're on record, saying, don't let anybody know. I can't have fingerprints on this. We're going to kill it. And he worked the floor and made threats and made promises to kill it. And knocked the 30 of 31 votes down to almost zero with some of these cowards. And the fact that his treachery has been shown, and the fact that finally Senator Patrick hit him with both barrels and said, you are a disgrace, you are a traitor. I mean, he's all over the news here. You did this behind the scenes. I will not support you for U.S. Senator. I will not support you for governor. And Patrick's as powerful as it gets in the Senate. Patrick, finally, your people are finally starting to become Americans again and say, I don't care about being a political toady. I'm taking you on. They're finally becoming Texans. We're going to talk about this on the other side. Liberty is contagious.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. That's right, 50,000 unstoppable watts. Add all our AM and FMs together, the internet, global shortwave satellite, it's billions of watts, billions of unstoppable watts. In the info war, ladies and gentlemen, all of our listeners, great activists out there ringing the alarm bells as watchmen and women on the wall, rallying free humanity against the tyranny of the globalist. Okay, let me just in a succession give you a report of exactly what happened yesterday here in Texas. The TSA announced Tuesday evening and sent lobbyists on record to work behind the scenes with Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst behind the scenes to have him go threaten via the letter a federal blockade, a federal no-fly zone. That's what it is, over the state of Texas. No aircraft allowed in or out. And then if that was resisted, what would they do? Just so incredible that Janet Napolitano up there says this will not be discussed. Take our offer or drop dead. We are going to continue sticking our hands down your pants. And then, of course, what's coming after that, as we predicted for years, is a trusted traveler where you waive all your rights, get into a system, then they tell you if you're allowed to fly or not, and then you swipe a special biometric card and a retina scan. I noticed the lobbyists, the politicians, their handlers, they all get to bypass security at the Texas Capitol that they just put in a few months ago. And the same system's now going into the airport. So this is how they herd us into accepting it. So it's a total societal takeover. And it's outrageous. And so I was trying to call them live on air. It was going right to voicemail, even the general switchboard number. And I said, that's it. I'm going down there at 12:30. We had an hour and a half left in the broadcast, 12:30 Central Time. And I got down there about 2:45. And there was about 80 people outside. I went inside, another 60, 70, 100, I don't know, had already gone in. Everybody was split up all over the Capitol. When I came back out an hour and a half later, there were a bunch of people I hadn't met or talked to everywhere. More people arriving, cars pulling up. I'm told that it increased several hundred throughout the next few hours. And people were just there all day right up until past 11:30 at night when they closed the session, that day's session. Absolutely booing, just fulfilling, because I don't like being on the defense. I don't like seeing the tyranny grow, the creeping evil, watching people cower, watching America lose its fighting spirit. It was so good to see old people, young people, black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, everybody. Just a true cross-section of Texans, of Americans, with liberty and the same light of freedom burning in their eyes, to shake their hands, people bringing their wonderful, dear children to the event. And we went in, we sat there and rebuked the metal detectors they put in and pointed out that soon there would be even more and then that they would phase in groping, and that was the plan. We marched through, and I just yelled in my drill sergeant's loudest voice. And I doubt that's one gift God gave me. I doubt, folks, anybody could get louder than this. I mean, this was loud. It was shaking the building. I had sent as a probe hours before my show was over and left, an hour and a half before Rob Jacobson. He was three floors up in the dome down a hall. And he was actually in the chamber videotaping the senators breaking law, and I can play the local newscast where they admit it's illegal, but they do it, and they vote for each other. When nobody's there, they're just running down the line, voting. It was like 10 guys in there, 20-something gone. They were just all sitting there hitting buttons, just committing crime right in front of everybody. Well, we've been doing it for decades, so it's all right. I mean, it was incredible. People won't believe that. If you just type in Texas, representatives vote for each other or something like that, you'll pull up the incredible newscast. We have footage of it. We're going to be putting that out. We just got so much footage to go through. And before I get to the real big story today, the big breaking news dealing with this, I'm just setting the table in the background so people have a full spectrum view of what was going on. It's important to look at things very in a complex way. The media is always dumbing things down by design. They've got white papers on that, always dumbing the cartoons, the culture, the movies down to dumb you down. It's not you're dumb, you want dumb things. Sure, after you've been fed on poison for a long time, you start thinking it's mother's milk. But to make a long story short here, folks all over America are commenting in the news articles and on YouTube and all these different news sites going, I've never seen people act like this, marching in, screaming in people's faces, aggressively talking to their officials that way. Well, no, they're our servants, and they've done something horrible. A unanimous House did the right thing, 138-0, and the Senate had 30 of 31 votes, and it was going to pass. Perry claimed he was going to sign it, but he used his minion, Dewhurst, in there. That's Perry's master of that. Kill things quietly, then he claims he would have signed it. It's just perpetual with Perry. I live here, folks. I study him. He's a Bilderberg attendee. He's a snake, but I digress. Talks all the right talk, doesn't walk the walk. So there was rage. And even though I was screaming when they wouldn't let us into the Senate gallery, and blocked us, even though I was screaming at the top of my lungs, traitors, criminals, sellouts, most of the state police were smiling and nodding, saying, hi, Alex, and when there wasn't a camera on, saying, yeah, we agree with you. Well, of course they agree. They don't want their wives and daughters and husbands having people stick their hands down their pants. So even though I was like a wild rhinoceros bellowing and running around in there, the police didn't see me as the enemy. Even though, quite frankly, I was seeing the lobbyists, the entire government system, as a giant affront in my rage, they understood the anger. And now that I can look back on the videos and in hindsight think about it, and I think are the model, the way the state police behaved, of what peace officers and public servants are supposed to act like. And I've certainly seen bad behavior from the Texas State Police as well before, checkpoints and things. But this was what America is all about and why this country is special. Now, I am so upset about what's going on in this country. It's why I don't have a lot of rallies. I don't have a lot of demonstrations, because my anger is real, ladies and gentlemen, and it is massive. And I get out there in these positions, and it takes a toll on me, on my voice, on my diaphragm, on my mind. But at the same time, this was fulfilling, because even though they killed the bill, now we are exposing the evil. Many times in a war, you've got to do a probing action to see the response and call the enemy out, and then to build our forces and to show the establishment we're coming, with 20-plus other states moving to do what Texas attempted to do. And they will not succeed in every case, and there will be other states. I would imagine Montana, Wyoming, Utah, they're all moving, where they will call the feds bluff. Let them run a blockade over business. Let them try to shut things down. They will fold. Every time they're confronted, they will fold. Their position is untenable. It's indefensible. And so I just want to say to the state police, and, you know, I don't sit here and kiss up to quote, authority, because it's become a religion to do it, but it was fulfilling and good and genuine and edifying to see the state police, even in the face of a rampaging, and that's how the media described it, you know, Texans stormed the Capitol, Jones, exploded. I mean, they've got a bunch of descriptions of it, and it was good to see the police in the face of that behave themselves. So that's their proper role, and that's the right thing to keep the peace. But to have the bosses there telling their servants, those Senate members, that we're aware of what they've done. Now, adding to that, I cannot describe how proud I am of the House doing the right thing in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and unanimously saying it's already illegal to stick your hands down people's pants. We're putting it on record with a new law on top of it that you're going to go to jail on the outside of the genitals or inside the pants. I mean, that's just seconding common sense. And that they had 30 of the 31 votes. It was killed in the Senate. This reveals what's going on. Now, we confirm Kirk Watson, the mafia don of Austin, the senator from Austin, the state senator, was with the Democrats fear-mongering. The main ringleader, though, and it's all confirmed, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, San Antonio Express News, Austin American Statesman, all confirming that Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, was the individual who worked with the lobbyists beforehand to craft the letter from the Justice Department, from Obama, to threaten a blockade, an act of economic siege and warfare. Let's call it what it is. That's how the Civil War started, folks. Was the North starting to block cotton coming out of ports? This is an act of war under the Geneva Convention, you name it. This is so outrageous, just like sticking their hands down our pants is outrageous, or spying on everybody without warrants. It's all criminal, it's all outrageous, and we're just recognizing reality. Dewhurst has been called out on this now, and it's all over Texas papers and national papers. I mean, I've got the Dallas Morning News, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst favors intrusive airport searches. Patrick blames Dewhurst for death of anti-groping bill. He's accused of scuttling limit to TSA searches. Not accused. Patrick was there, saw it. Patrick, Dewhurst to blame for airport ban failing. Senator blasts Dewhurst and airport failures bill. Here's the type of things he says. Someone who will undermine his members and someone who will not stand up to the federal government, you have to ask yourself, is this the kind of person that we need in the U.S. Senate? He's getting ready to run in Kay Bailey Hutchinson's place. If that fails, it'll try to be governor. Here's some more of these quotes from Senator Dan Patrick. He came up with the elaborate political plan to kill the bill without his fingerprints, Senator Patrick, Republican Houston, said Wednesday. Well, his fingerprints are all over this. And Patrick goes on to say that he was there and saw him and talked to the members. He ran the whole thing with the Justice Department lobbyist with him. With him. Now, it goes on. Now, here's the articles that we need to get out to absolutely everybody. I'm going to add this as an update to our report that's still linked up on the Drudge Report right now. Financial terrorism, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. It is a maximum alert to get this out to everyone. The InfoWars headline is Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. And it's all over the Republican Democrat sites, newspapers. Just type in David Dewhurst and you can read the articles that this is going to kill his political career. You think Newt Gingrich criticizing Congressman Ryan and saying the Republicans are too extreme? I mean, that took Gingrich from a front runner to three percentage points now in polls. He's gone. He's politically dead. That's what I kept saying. He's pro-carbon tax, pro-global government, a transhumanist, New World Order CFR chairman, formerly. I mean, Gingrich is about as conservative as Mao Zedong. It's over for him. Giuliani, as conservative as Mao Zedong. Mitt Romney wrote the bill in Massachusetts that's now federal law, socialist health care. He promises to repeal what he wrote. Same thing with all this trash. I'm done with them. You want real change in this country, ladies and gentlemen. The kind of Republican you can get behind is somebody like Senator Dan Patrick. Because let me tell you, I've seen him on the news and I've read his quotes. He is angry and not sitting down and taking it. And he's calling Dewhurst out as a traitor and saying your political future's dead. Of course it's dead. You've been caught under the table working with the Justice Department to destroy the will of the elected legislature of Texas with 30 of the 31 votes. The only vote they didn't have was Dewhurst, the head of the Senate. It's over for you, Dewhurst. All the rest of those cowards, State Senator Kirk Watson and the rest of them, I've been fighting for 16 years when he was mayor of Austin. Even that coward was going to vote for it because they know the polls, 98% are against this. This is an issue that unifies left and right. This is what scares the establishment. Now, I had remembered researching this years ago, and Watson called me this morning. I called him at like 6:30 in the morning. I said, I want you to do a story on Dewhurst. I said, just type in Dewhurst, and you'll see all of the news where he secretly killed the bill, and there's eyewitnesses, senators, and House members. And I said, do research on him. He's involved in secret stuff. He calls me back and he goes, you won't believe it. This guy worked with Klaus Barbie, the famous Nazi, to overthrow Latin American countries. He was a CIA black op commander in the 70s. I said, no, I know that. He comes from one of the wealthiest families in Texas. Folks, if you look at a photo of Dewhurst, you cannot imagine. I've been around him in person repeatedly. When you see him, the hair on the back of your neck stands up and you just immediately, whew, man, I'm dealing with an evil person. He is a psychopath. This man is a psychopath who worked with top Nazi Klaus Barbie, okay? Now, he barely even got into the legislature because of it. But he had serious power behind him. Now, this guy is super dangerous. Super, super dangerous. And he is going down in flames right now. Let's make sure that this information gets out to everybody nationwide, but especially in Texas, because as I said down there, we're going to take some of those 138 Texas House members. We're going to make sure every one of those 31 senators who is not on record fighting for this and who will not come out and swear in special session that they're going to do the right thing, This is a big scandal. They all need to be removed. We will put good people in there. We will put them in there. We have a unanimous vote, and now they've done this. And when Texas is returned and rises, if it falls to the feds now, it's a great blow to all of us. If Texas can rise, it will be the shot heard around the world. You better believe it. Now, Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. Same article, different headline at prisonplanet.com. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. Probably should change that to sabotaged TSA groping bill. But I guess we don't want to make it too long. When we come back, I'm going to read this article by Paul Watson. Excellent job. It's up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everyone you know. So the secret, wicked treachery of Rick Perry's adjunct Ringwraith General can be exposed. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue to...
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
So, they had Republican operatives running around blaming all this on Kirk Washington. We did some research and found out he was involved. But the main guy was Dewhurst. And that's what these Republican leaders are all about. Always acting like they're constitutionalists while they're the ones involved gutting things. Obama, Bush, Dewhurst, at that level, they're all on the same team. Now, continuing, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. The man who was instrumental in working with the federal government to sabotage a bill that would have made TSA grope downs a felony in the state of Texas was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a former CIA agent and establishment insider considered to be the wealthiest man in Texas politics. As we have documented, the anti-pat-down bill, and it was even called the anti-grope bill. It's, see, our state just told it like it was, straight talk. The anti-pat-down bill was derailed in the Texas Senate, having unanimously passed the House 138-0 votes after the Department of Justice sent a letter threatening to impose a no-fly zone actually over Texas and shut down Texas airports. The warning was nothing short of a federal blockade and an act of financial terrorism. It's an act of war under international law. But the federal assault was aided by a traitor from within the state, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who only serves to amplify the threats made by the DOJ in communicating them to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in. It's a total bluff. They were holding, you know, a junk hand. They claimed it was a royal flush. Call their bluff. Let them run a blockade. Come on, you terrorist. We know you're the ones carrying out the attacks anyways, you scum. Continuing, to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in and forcing the hand of Senator Dan Patrick to withdraw the bill before it could be shot down permanently. He came up with the elaborate political ploy to kill the bill without any fingerprints, said Senator Patrick, Republican Houston, adding his fingerprints are all over it. Then he goes in and says he witnessed him on the floor, talked to everybody. He's the one. With DOJ hacks with him. Which, by the way, they're not supposed to lobby on the floor of the federal government. That's a whole other scandal. Well, I mean, this guy's a black op guy here to bring down America. What do you expect? You think they'll overthrow other countries to suck them dry and won't do it here? This guy is a voracious monster. Go get around him in person. Just Ted Bundy. I mean, just got that evil, power-tripping, psycho look, and I'm sick of it. I'm not your property. You may think it's fun to grow up little kids, punk, but we're done with you, okay? Someone who will undermine his members and someone who will not stand up to the federal government. You have to ask yourself what kind of person that we need in the U.S. Senate, Patrick said, adding Dewhurst sideswiped him on Tuesday night by turning members against the bill. And then it goes on, and we're about to go to break here, but Patrick is now planning to insert an amendment within the bill that will mandate the federal government comply within 6 months. However, some will merely see this as an unnecessary watering down the legislation. I hear he's thinking about running for governor, Patrick said. I hear he's thinking about running for state senator. In the last 24 hours, he's given me some things to think about. Given the fact that Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst is undoubtedly an establishment insider, it's unsurprising that he played the role of Judas in protecting the agenda of the Obama administration over and above the will of his own legislators and the people of Texas and the Constitution and common sense, I would add. This is a guy who wants men to be able to stick their hands down my daughter's pants. I'm sorry, Dewhurst. You're an enemy of the Republic. He is one. I'm not just saying that. During his tenure in the CIA in the early 1970s, Dewhurst helped the U.S. government violently overthrow democratically elected regimes in South America to plunder their oil and other resources, including the coup that helped neo-Nazi Bolivian general Hugo Banzer come to power. Banzer was aided by the notorious Nazi Klaus Barbie, the Butcher of Lyon, who escaped France after the end of World War II to enter Bolivia and work with the CIA. Now, I'm going to come back and break all this down. But, I mean, look, this guy's all about taking what you got. He also helps sabotage pro-gun bills.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.